Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Barbeque Nation Hospitality Limited Investor Analyst Call Q1 FY25 Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bijay Sharma, Head of Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Laila. Good evening and welcome everyone to Barbeque Nation's Q1 FY25 Earnings Conference Call. For today's call, I have with me Mr. Kayum Dhanani, Managing Director, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Amit Betala, CFO. We will begin the call with Mr. Kayum sharing his perspective on key highlights for the quarter. This will be followed by a detailed discussion on business performance and outlook by Mr. Rahul. Post that, we'll open the forum for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainty. Kindly refer to the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I will now hand over the conference to Mr. Kayum Dhanani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I take the pleasure in welcoming you to Q1 FY25 Conference Call of Barbeque Nation. The operating environment remained challenging in Q1 and has been so far the last few quarters. However, we are seeing gradual month-on-month improvement in SSSG numbers during the last 4 months and remain hopeful that things will gradually improve during the rest of the year. As you are aware, during the previous years, we had chosen to focus on existing network and temporarily pause restaurant addition with an intention to protect margins and cash flows. We are happy to note that our margins have been improving on a year-on-year basis for the last 3 quarters. We expect the margins to further improve with gradual improvement in the demand scenario. Though our approach led to temporary reduction in our year-on-year revenue, we are pleased to see our operating margins improving. The benefit from various cost and efficiency initiatives undertaken has delivered positive margin growth on a year-on-year basis. While our same-store sales growth was negative, our same-store EBITDA growth was positive. Barbeque Nation's core business has delivered mid-single-digit same-store EBITDA growth driven by gross margins improvement. Our premium dining brands, that is Toscano and Salt, are growing well and have delivered high operating margins. Our international business continues to perform well, though we had temporary impact in sales due to floods and prolonged rainfall in Dubai. We are focused on maintaining best-in-category guest experience to drive dining footfall. We have undertaken various food festivals in Barbeque Nation and launched seasonal special menus in Toscano and Salt. We are continuing to invest in our assets and designs to give the best-in-category experience to our guests. We are also on track to achieve 25-30 new stores additions in FY25. During the quarter, we opened 4 new restaurants, all of which are with upgraded designs. We are targeting to add 100+ restaurants over the next 3 years and achieve a network of 325 restaurants by FY27. Over the years, we have built strong tech-driven back-end process to scale brands and is probably the best in the casual dining category in India. We believe these properties' back-end systems will help us scale other existing and future brands in our portfolio. Over the years, we have maintained industry-leading margins and will strive to achieve these and generate strong cash flows to drive shareholders' value. Thank you, and I would now hand over to Rahul to walk you through the performance in detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayum. Good evening, everyone. During the quarter, we reported a revenue of rupees 306 crores, a decline of 5.6% on a year-on-year basis, and a growth of 2.6% sequentially. The year-on-year decline in revenue was primarily due to negative same-store sales growth around 4% impact was due to store closures in the previous year and controlled new store additions last year. We reported negative SSSG of 7.4%. While we continue to navigate the industry challenges around subdued discretionary spend, few company-specific factors also negatively impacted SSSG. In Barbeque Nation, we had base impact of relatively higher sales from value promotions undertaken in Q1 FY24, which were discontinued subsequently. Also, being predominantly a non-vegetarian brand, Barbeque Nation sales were also impacted by Navratri festivals, which was not in the base quarter. In our premium CDR segment, that is Toscano and Salt, there was one-time impact of liquor-serving restaurants being closed during general elections in few states. In our international business, also got temporarily impacted due to heavy rains and floods in Dubai. Our dine-in delivery mix continues to be 85 to 15. Gross margin for the quarter increased by about 400 basis points on a year-on-year basis. Around 80 basis points improvement was due to reclassification adjustments. If you remember, we carried that out in Q3 FY24, wherein employee food costs shifted from cost of goods sold to employee cost. And the balance improvement is due to better realizations in this quarter as compared to Q1 FY24. And balance improvement is due to a lower input cost. Restaurant operating margins increased by 200 basis points, driven by better gross margins and cost controls. This is despite the operating deleverage from negative SSSG. Consolidated operating EBITDA for the quarter increased by 8.8% to Rs. 51 crores. Reported operating margins also increased by 220 basis points compared to last year to 16.6%. Adjusted operating EBITDA, that is after the impact of Ind AS 116, grew by 18% to 21 crore. Adjusted operating margins for the quarter was 6.9%, an improvement of 140 basis points compared to same period last year. We also maintained a robust EBITDA to cash conversion and delivered around 20 crores of cash profit, an increase of 17.4% compared to same period last year. We remain focused on maintaining best-in-category guest experience to drive our dining growth. We continue to invest in our restaurant culinary experience and restaurant asset upgradations to drive our core dining business. We added 4 new restaurants during the quarter and closed 2 restaurants. At the close of the quarter, we had 219 restaurants, which included 186 restaurants of Barbeque Nation in India, 8 Barbeque Nation restaurants in international markets, and 25 restaurants of Toscano and Salt, out of which Toscano was 17 and Salt was 8. In the near to medium term, our growth would be network-led along with SSG improvement. We plan to add 100 new restaurants by FY27, which will be broad-based across our brands. We're excited to build a portfolio of scaled F&B brands and remain optimistic that various initiatives undertaken by us, coupled with network expansion, would further enhance our operating performance. Thank you. With this, we can open the session for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harit Kapoor from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Rahul and team. Congrats on the margins. I just wanted to check with you on the internal issues that you mentioned. Some of these challenges would not have been there in the month of June and July. So I was just wondering, how have you seen the kind of trend shape up for you as the quarter progressed?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Kapoor, you have a lot of disturbance in your background.
Yeah, at least hold on 1 second, please. Yeah, is this better?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to check on some of these issues that you mentioned were largely April and May centric. So if you could just help understand how June and July has trended, if the performance from an SSSG perspective has been better, and also going into Q2, we did have the impact in the base quarter of an extended morning period last time around, which affects, I think, non-veg a little bit more as well. So in that context, how do you see, the trend shaping up over the next quarter or so?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Harit. So, yes, the one-offs that we mentioned are largely April and May phenomena. If you look at our April SSSG was down almost double digits. This subsequently improved in both May and June. And for the overall quarter, we had around 4.7% negative. And if I look at the first 4 weeks of July, we are approximately minus 3%. So yes, the trend is improving, and that gives us that confidence, from where we are in the month of July to May and June to, where we are in the month of April to May and June and July is slightly better. Quarter two last year was largely impacted because of Adhik Mass. Now also we are, we have Shravan going on, which impacts our business in some manner. Despite this, we are at minus three. My hope is that as we enter into August and Shravan ends around 20th of August, we will have close to 1 month to play, and then Shravan starts. So quarter two generally is the weakest for us, but I hope that the negative trend that we saw in quarter one is not continuing in the same way in quarter two. At least we are seeing positive numbers in trend-wise in the month of July.
Got it. And the second thing is on dine-in. While you are not a QSR, you're a CDR business, but QSR continue to have weak kind of dine-in performance. Dine-in as an overall space seems to have been a little bit more weak over the last four, five, six quarters. I just wanted to understand what is kind of your prognosis of demand, consumer behavior, et cetera, for your price points. That will be very helpful.
Yes, dine-in has been impacted much more, but at least for our brands, and as you know, generally the demand decline has largely been on the value segment. We consider Barbeque Nation as more of a value brand, whereas our other premium CDRs like Toscano and Salt as premium brands, our SSG numbers have been positive if you look at last year, full year. And barring the impact of few restaurant closures because of elections, this year also overall numbers have been, just flattish, right? So the impact has been more in Barbeque Nation. And in Barbeque Nation, while dine-in has been by and large impacted, we have core group level demand that we satisfy, and that business is not directly impacted because of any other channels that has come up, right? And if I look at regional shift between our dining business, today for the month of July, for example, we're already seeing things in positive SSSG in our north and east market. West is approximately flattish, but south is actually negatively impacted much more than other regions.
Okay, understood. And the third thing was on the 100 store target for next week. How did it help understand, how much of this in your view will be Barbeque India led and how much of it will be non-Barbeque India led? So basically everything else, one side in Barbeque India, one side. So in terms of expansion over the next 3 years.
Yeah, so around 12 stores will be from Barbeque International, which is between 3 to 4 store, every year. So that's one. Around 40 stores will come from our premium CDR between two brands, which is Toscano and Salt. So we'll do around 10 to 12 stores every year of these. And balance 50 will come from Barbeque India.
Right, I'll come back for more.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Palash Kawale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on margins. So my first question is around gross margin. So could you just explain in details what are the different drivers of margin expansion, and have we taken any price hikes in last 1 year?
So two parts to it. If you look at our gross margin versus quarter one of last year and quarter one of this year, there is almost 400 basis point change. If you look at our past quarter results, you will see that in quarter three, based on auditors, you know, thing, we started reclassifying the cost of, you know, meals that are served to employees, you know, at the store level, largely, has moved from COGS, cost of goods sold, to employee cost. And that gave us a benefit of approximately 80 basis points, which is then also in the current year. And in quarter one of FY24, we had a lot of offer-driven, you know, growth, which has reduced our average realization. So to that extent, yes, there is a price difference. But if you compare our gross margins with the sequential quarter four, there is a decline in gross margin of approximately 70 basis points. And that is largely because of increase in meat item, which is largely chicken, in quarter one. And also because of another express offering that we're running in some of our tier two markets, which is at lower gross margin.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the detailed answer. And sir, what was the contribution of value sales last year in Q1?
So we ran very aggressive Happy Monday Tuesday offers, which is wherein the prices were around 599 as compared to our regular prices of around or 600 rupees as compared to regular prices of around 850 rupees or so today. And these ran for 2 days, which is approximately 30% of the month of the quarter. And this ran in approximately 60% to 65% of our outlets.
Okay. And sir, what is the stable gross margin that we are looking into for FY25 and FY26, given the chicken and meat prices remain stable?
No, so this is 68% is at the current reporting structure. 68% margin is stable for the full year. I think after that, you know, we have seen those prices also coming down. The month of July, we've already seen that benefit coming in. Also, prawn prices have also reduced a bit in the current quarters, in the ongoing current quarter, which will help us. So, I think full year basis, 68% is a decent number.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. Thank you for your detailed answer. That's
thank
it from my side.
Thank you, Palash.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chaitanya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for providing the opportunity. I had two questions majorly with respect to opening of new restaurants. So first, what is the CapEx for opening a new Barbeque Nation restaurant and what would be the amount of pre-operating expenses that form a part of this CapEx? And second, how much time does it take for a new restaurant to ramp up and what will be the expected payback period?
So our CapEx is now approximately 3 crores per store. Our pre-operative would account around 10% on these CapEx. And our break-even typically happens by 3 years. And payback periods are also around 3 years if you look at long-term data of our store performances for each of these categories.
Understood. And this pre-operating expenses, these are capitalized or expensed off?
Part of these are capitalized, part of these are expensed off.
Understood.
So anything which relates to addition of assets are capitalized and anything which is operating in nature are expensed off.
Understood. Understood.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
For this SSSG of negative 7.4%, can you break that up for Barbeque India specifically between dine-in and delivery?
Oh, we don't provide that breakup, Vishma, but broadly, if you look at our mix of dine-in and delivery, it is similar to what it was in quarter one of last year. So the impact is pretty much proportional in both the cases.
Right. And demand, if you know, you can just talk about, do you see the, so you did speak about, you know, Q2 being the weakest, etc., but otherwise, how do you see the overall general demand? Are there any green shoots, any form of improvement that you are seeing around?
Yes, we are. So like I said, if you look at first 4 months of this financial year, there has been a sequential improvement from April to May and June to July now. While Q2 is weaker, Q2 also was weaker in the previous year. SSG-wise, the numbers are slightly better. We would like to remain cautious because if you look at our trend in quarter three and quarter four, we were tracking pretty well. And then in quarter one, at a business level, we were down more than expected. Right? So I think our focus now is SSG is what it is. Our focus is on improving our margins further. There are a lot of cost initiatives that have been taken last year, and that's the reason why one is a gross margin, but also at the cost levels, also at, and if you look at also fixed cost levels at stores, there is a per store expense decline. So that has played out, and that is something that we will continue to tightly control so that we try and defy as much as possible the negative operating leverage that comes out in this business. And the second focus is also on growth. I think our consolidation, rationalization, cannibalization, all of these impacts have gone. While we'll continue to maybe relook at our portfolio and close one restaurant, in a quarter, the growth of new stores is right on top of our agenda. Good thing is that the growth is very well spread out across brands and markets, which will also reduce the impact of negative margins that comes from the new store expansion. So that's the plan, and over 3 years, looking at it, we'll see that that markets will sort of change and will give us that benefit.
Right, and is there any seasonality difference between Q4 and Q1?
Yes, Q1 normally is better because of summer holidays in most of the places, so family demands go up. Quarter four, you get the benefit of first weeks of January, but February, number of days are lesser, so that impacts a lot. And March demand from families normally drops because of kids' exams and those sort of stuff. So generally, historically, pre-COVID, our quarter one versus quarter four, quarter one has been marginally better.
And lastly, on your SSSG, which is negative 7.4%, so if we take out the stores that were closed, then what would the SSSG look like?
So we had mentioned around four factors specifically, and if I put all of this together, we believe there is an impact of approximately 3% on SSSG because of that. So adjusted for that, in our view, it is around 4.5%, which is inherent decline because of market factors.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, good evening everyone. So I just wanted to understand, recently vegetable prices have increased significantly. So will we see any impact on gross margins this quarter?
So don't see much. The cost of vegetables in our overall purchase basket is relatively smaller. And even if we see, late single digit inflation on those, it really doesn't impact our gross margins as such. I think the real change happens from meat basket, which is chicken, prawn, mutton, and fish.
Okay. And, expanding on that only, so when we look at sort of non-veg or meat market in India, every quarter there could be some period where, you know, there's some festival and the consumption gets delayed. So is there a way to make business immune from this pattern, or do you think it's part of the business which should be recovered in a quarter which has minimal of these days?
No, it does so, and we do have our sourcing strategy for each of these commodities. And based on movements of prices, we also, you know, move our inventory levels across various markets. Out of all the markets, one market we source, you know, chilled rather than frozen. And in that market, sometimes the price goes up really haywire, then there is some impact. That also, you know, gradually will shift into frozen. And once we do that, then we can further streamline this this commodity.
Okay. But I still could not understand the, you know, I'm talking about the cyclicality part of it for the non-veg business from a demand perspective, from a consumption perspective. So do you think it's the way to make business more immune from this cyclicality that comes with the festivities being around?
No, you mean on the cost side or on the revenue side?
The consumption, the demand side. Sorry, I couldn't mention it.
Revenue side.
Yeah.
No, so the seasonal factors do impact. So when we say that quarter two is seasonally the weakest quarter, it happens because, you know, quarter two also has a lot of festive days or veg only days like Shravan, Shraad, in which, you know, specifically in North India, you know, Hindi speaking, they don't consume non veg, and that drops significantly. Similarly, on the positive side, during you know, festive seasons, you know, second week of December onwards to around first week of January, there's a lot of, you know, going out, which helps our dining business a lot. So to that extent, and, you know, our business is a high operating leverage business. So even if the demand moves 10% plus minus, it starts impacting in your overall, you know, top line and margins.
Okay. Okay. And do you think post-COVID, the dine-in business and the way people spend on restaurants has changed significantly, or do you think it's just a patch of, you know, demand slowdown due to high inflation, and once this inflation is behind us, we can see same sort of demand that we saw pre-COVID? Or do you think now, because of the aggregators coming in, delivery will also account for a significant chunk of the business?
So, look, inherently, dine-in business have been around for many, many years, and dine-in is not just food, but it's also experience, right? I think, yes, delivery is growing across the segments, but delivery is also replacing mostly the home cooking you know, business. And also creating new demands which were not serviced earlier because people were not going out and doing that, eating. For example, desserts, wherein, you know, earlier you had to go out and there was an usher, but now you can order in that. Specifically for dining segment, which is where the product is not just food, but also experience, also ambient service, all of these put together, and you have a great meal with your dear ones. That is a segment that is continuing to remain. It has remained in for many, many years, and will not impact. I think delivery helps to the extent of giving one more channel of revenue and growing the market as such. In terms of dine-in, I think two trends that we see if I compare before COVID. One is there is increased level of competition coming in. If you look at during COVID times, there was some reduction in the overall industry level supply, of which pretty much benefited a lot of players during second half of during the entire calendar year 22. And as COVID was behind us and new supply sort of kept coming in, this overall demand got distributed across multiple players. That's the trend that at least we are seeing in the dine-in side of the business. The second trend is that there is clear you know, drive towards premium experiences, and that's the reason why some of our premium you know, portfolio brands, while they're small, has done better. And on the value segment, there is clearly an impact of lower money in the pocket because of inflation. So mix of all these factors, you know, it has led to that increase. Frankly, I'm already seeing you know, some trends of stress in some of the smaller ones, you know, less number of unorganized small players, wherein they realize that with the SSLG numbers being lower, it's very difficult to sustain this operationally heavy business. I think some of these consolidations, in my view, should also happen over the period of next maybe 4 to 8 quarters. And once that corrects, there will also be a normalization happening in the whole industry that we saw pre-COVID.
Okay. You know, and just contrary to what other listed QSR players are doing in terms of introducing new basket of products, most of them are skewed towards entry-level products, you know. But when we look at broad theme of India, we are betting on per capita going up, premiumization happening, where more gourmet restaurants, you know, as you mentioned, luxury dining, premium dining should pick up. So what do you think is the opportunity for listed players and QSR players like you to capitalize on it?
So I'll restrain from talking about QSRs. I think I understand CDR very well as compared to my understanding of QSRs. But I think I believe the opportunity in the country is for pretty much every segment. You know, this is a large country. And at least in the top 30 cities of this country, you can build a scaled business across brands as long as you deliver on the brand promise to your guests. And with that philosophy, I think we have an opportunity to build on our existing Barbecue Nation. And we have an opportunity to also build on our two premium CDR brands, Salt and Toscano, which today are in 3 and 2 cities only. This year, we plan to enter 2 more cities in both the brands. Right. So overall, I think scale becomes a big advantage for restaurants. You know, we know the journey of last 10 years when we had to invest in our backend to grow one brand. And now that we have that advantage of the backend, we will try and pick it up to other brands as we scale up.
That was really helpful. Thank you for answering my question. So, in a broad way. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bhavan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Amrita from Wealth Managers India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. So I've got 2 questions. The first is, do we offer the delivery service in the premium CDR segment, the Toscano and Salt?
Yes, we do.
All right. And we have for FY24, roughly around 17-18% of the revenue came from the premium CDR and the international business. And from FY24 to 27, we are looking to more than doubling this number of stores. So what kind of a revenue contribution are we targeting for FY27 from these?
I think store economics would remain same. So gradually, there is there's a diversification in the portfolio happening, and over the period of a few years, this will move in favor of the other brands.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Amrita.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ritesh from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know the sensitivity of restaurant operating margin to SSG. What will be the sensitivity for every 1% SSG growth now? What should be the margin change?
So it ranges between 40 to 50%.
50 basis points.
Yeah.
So for every 1% SSG change, 50 basis point margin.
Yes.
Right? Any case, I had calculated 60 basis. I just wanted to confirm this thing. And your comment is that on the SSG side, you know, based on your best guess, when do you see the SSG is improving?
No, I think with quarter three, this should further improve. We are seeing this trend over last 4 months, as we discussed in the previous part of the call. These 2 months, both August and September, also have some disturbances because of a lot of non-vegetarian days. So I think quarter three is a right time when you can see that that's further improving.
Okay, done. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Ritesh.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Khush Gosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted two data points. Earlier, we used to give new store versus mature store ADA revenue per store and margins. So if you could highlight how it has been in Q1 as well, that would be helpful.
Yeah, so on matured stores, we did revenue per store of around 5.9 crores with a restaurant operating margin of around 15%. In new stores, we did revenue per store of 4.6 crores with restaurant operating margin of
8%. 8%, okay. Yeah. And if the SSG improves, what kind of these margins will look, especially in new stores?
So the new store doesn't come into SSSG, but new store should have a natural progression of vintage, which should improve our margins.
And the new store moves to a mature store after 3 years or
two years is how we calculate this.
Okay. And so then peak post-interest margins, once the SSG improves, can go back to like what we have done, 18.5-19% in Q3 for a mature store, if my data is right.
Oh, Q3 ideally should be better than that. Q3 should be 20% plus.
Oh, okay.
Probably Q3 also is seasonally strongest quarter for us.
True. And by year end, what is our target number of stores that we want to do? So right now we are 219 combined. What would be our target by end of the year to reach?
So we'll be anywhere between 240 to 245.
And last question from myself. So what is the per store capex for a Toscano and for a Salt?
So it's around 3 crores for both two. They are slightly premium, so capex per square feet is slightly higher.
Okay, yeah, got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Khush.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's call. On behalf of Barbecue Nation Hospitality Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.